I know. I said I wasn't going to do any more coverage on these ICE operations in Minneapolis, but it's the story that, how can I put it, just keeps on giving. We're going to be taking a look at this in just a moment. I've got a whole slideshow here for you, friends. Remember, this is my third, yes, number three video on this topic. So be sure that you watch part one and part two if you've missed it, because I covered a lot there. And it's breaking news here. Just before I came on to this broadcast, I got news that President Trump threatened to invoke the Insurrection Act against Minnesota if the state declines to stop rioters from attacking ICE officers. And of course, you should never doubt what you see on the mainstream media merry-go-round. Of course, these are authentic protesters and authentic incidents. And if you are a person of discernment like I am, make sure that you use my How to Spot a PSYOP, or SPYOP, as I'm calling it these days, checklist, so you can just tick off the boxes and you'll see how these things just don't add up. But wait a minute, when we take a look at the numbers kind of do add up to all of their occult meanings. So in this broadcast, we're going to be looking at the alleged ICE shooting of a Venezuelan illegal immigrant. What are the chances that the person is Venezuelan? We're going to be looking at some of the occult coded signs and symbols, but only for those with eyes to see. We're going to be looking at more color-coded clues, I should say, and duping delight bystanders. We're going to see how Tim Walz is trying to distract from the massive Somali fraud. We'll take a look at the Minneapolis cheat of police, as I call it, guilty of prior civil rights violations. And they may Masonic coded Renee Too Good to Be True. Wait till you hear what her family has done. And of course, we're going to take a look at not only Minneapolis, but the Minnesota Masonic connections. So let's dive in now, shall we? First, get a whiff of this coverage from the Washington Compost, and I did not make up that phrase, about the latest ICE officer shooting, and see if it doesn't pass the smell test for you. There's an entire video, and what I have done is I've taken a few clips that we're going to look at, but let's also look at the coverage. So, in a statement, Department of Homeland Security, which, by the way, as I covered for you yesterday, has agents that are trained by Israeli law enforcement. I'll make a couple of comments about that a little bit later in this broadcast. We're told that there was an individual from Venezuela who came to the United States in 2022 and was in the country illegally. I would like to know how they know all of that, because apparently the person attempted to evade arrest by driving their vehicle away from law enforcement officers, crashed into a parked car, and then was running away on foot, the agency said. I'm surprised they didn't say that he lost his shoes, as we know that shoes are another calling card and tell for these orchestrated events. Of course, I never saw any of the footage here. We're only told that this happened. As an officer caught up with the person, two other individuals began attacking the officer with a snow shovel and a broom handle, according to DHS. The person who was fleeing began striking the officer with a shovel or broomstick. Well, I thought it was very interesting, because we know that witches often are. Well, witches are a part of the occult, and they often show up in one form or another with little calling cards like this in these operations. The Washington Post could not immediately confirm details of the incident or the identity of the person shot, but they're going to publish this anyway. So let's take a look here. Oh my gosh. How is it determined that the victim was a Venezuelan and an illegal immigrant? I ask again. In a news conference late Wednesday, Minneapolis Chief of Police Brian O'Hara, I'm going to share a little bit more about his violations in a moment, said that the man was fleeing federal agents in his vehicle on Interstate 94, adds up to 13, when he drove toward a residence on the 600 block of 24th Avenue North. Oh my gosh. He had an accident outside the residence and then ran toward it. the residents, I guess. Is this all written by AI? That's what it sounds like. He got into a struggle with a federal agent who shot the man in the leg. The man retreated inside the home and refused to come out. The mayor described an impossible situation in which Minneapolis's 600 police officers are largely at odds with the approximately 3,000 ICE agents who have been deployed to the city. Add it up, friends. So there's no name of the person. There's no name or no image verifying that this even happened. Let's continue, shall we? All right, take a look at this image. In fact, I've got, oh my gosh, all of these color-coded images. We're going to come back to that. But I do want to share with you this image here. Take a look at this image. Why is this grandmotherly or grandfatherly looking person the only one with the hands up, don't shoot posture? I don't see what the danger is. I don't see why these other people don't have their hands up if the police said, put your hands up or I'll shoot. And over here, you'll see this fellow. He'll show up again in this story, and it is a story. If you can make it out, it looks like he's got the duper's delight. Is he one of the field producers? Inquiring minds want to know. Now, maybe it's just me, but it looks like Central Casting checked all the boxes with the protesters. Let's see, they're representing all the different ages, the skin tone, the genders, or the gender fluid genders, so to speak. And of course, we've got again the requisite orange Masonic color beanie and the red jacket, one of the costume colors associated with this particular spy op, as I talk about. If you're not sure what I'm talking about, be sure to watch my part one. Let's see. Here we have it. The ICE shooting, weird things that just don't add up. I've got a video and I've got an entire Substack. Look at all the red images that we see again and again. And of course, Saint Nick, we saw, yeah, even the witness had the right costume on and some kind of bizarre, weird gloves. And well, they're not bizarre and weird, but the camera angle made them look that way. And of course, all of these things that I covered, and there's Saint Nick also in the correct color costume. And then I talked about the Israelis training ICE officers. Somebody said, Peggy, what's wrong with that? Israel has the top military in the world. But then I reminded that commenter that the top military in the world was woefully unable to stop the paragliding Gazans from entering Israel. And apparently for several hours, the military was told to stand down or something along those lines. And my point wasn't so much that Israel wasn't capable of training ICE agents, but why should we follow those authoritarian types of surveillance and all of the tactics that the Israelis use? That's part of what was troubling to me. So here we see more and more of the red beanies. And of course, let's get as much red imagery in this color-coded red operation as possible. Oh, there's that duping delight dude again. He's just real chill out there. It doesn't seem like that would be the posture you'd have at what's supposed to be a tension-filled protest. And there's yet another red beanie and just kind of red imagery everywhere sprinkled in. That is a type of psychological operation on the population so that their emotional brain and their will match up with the visuals of all of this red. Here, James said they color code the crisis actors to play certain roles and be in certain positions, just like in a Hollywood movie. And they hire rent-a crowds, just like in Boston during the marathon. Now, friends, some of you are going to say, Peggy, there you go again. All of this red that you're pointing out, it's just a coincidence. Of course, it's going to look red, but it stands out as a clue to me. And so I'm going to file it away in case it makes sense later. I mean, that's what an investigator does, friends. It's important to be observant so the bad guys don't pull the red beanie over your eyes. Okay. Oh, look. Disgraced Governor Tim Walz is trying to be a hero. Will this distract from the massive Somali COVID fraud under his watch? I will bring you some coverage on that in a later video, friends. I am aware of it. And it seems to me that this is all just a little too convenient to have this staged right here. So Minneapolis chief of police, yes, friends, that's how I say it. He's guilty of civil rights violations, including his own use of force. Now, of course, this came around during that other fake phony orchestrated event, also known as I Can't Breathe. Didn't you know they were mocking you? Well, I say you, those of you like me who didn't obscure our faces because we need to breathe oxygen to stay alive. And they mocked people with that phrase during that George Floyd incident, which just, as we're told, happened a few blocks from the Renee Too Good to Be True incident. Yes, Brian O'Hara, by way of New Jersey, make of that what you will, he was found guilty of unprofessional conduct with another agency, failing to report his own use of force incident and making false statements about hiring an officer with a history of excessive force. Now, this also had a write-up in the Justice Department, U.S. Department of Justice, but I have to also be skeptical as to whether or not all of this was just another layer so that people would buy into the whole George Floyd spy operation. I can't vouch for the fact that any of this is actually verifiable. Now, I want to talk about the Minneapolis and Minnesota in general, but specifically the Minneapolis Masonic connection. Gee willikers, did you know there are 125 Masonic lodges in the state of Minnesota? Can you count up how many you see on this map of Minneapolis? Well, I counted up a whopping 11, another of their favorite numbers. Let's take a peek at a few. And here we have the Masonic Temple in downtown Minneapolis. The Masonic Temple, now known as the Hennepin Center for the Arts, was completed in 1890. It's on the corner of Hennepin Avenue and 6th Street North. I think that's so interesting. I don't know if I'm pronouncing the street names correctly. All of my lovely Minnesotans can correct me. And I do have many people from Minnesota. It's amazing how many people write to me that are from the state of Minnesota. I love hearing from all of my healthy Americans. I've got a snail mail address for you in the description box of this video, and I would love to hear from you. And I promise to send you a handwritten note as a reply. It says Freemasonry existed in Minnesota before statehood was established, with the first Masonic meeting recorded in 1849. The Minnesota Grand Lodge was established in 1853, serving as a sort of headquarters that oversaw the more localized lodges in each city. Today, there are over, oh my gosh, this article says over 150 local Masonic lodges in Minnesota with over 20,000 members statewide. Hey, do you think any police officers belong to the Masonic Lodge? You know, the black and white, that's what they call those squad cars, black and whites. And black and white is a very important, those are very important colors and symbols for the Masons. Friends, if you don't know what I'm talking about, I have got a playlist about Freemasonry, so you can learn about that. I covered that during the Charlie Kirk incident because the Freemason fingerprints, their grimy fingerprints were all over that other orchestrated incident. No body buried, no bullet recovered in that incident, no blood trail, no medical report. It just doesn't add up. Here, the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry, Valley of Minneapolis, Orient of Minnesota. Wow, take a look at that. For a moment, I thought it was a Mormon temple. Well, the Mormons do base a lot of their rituals and also their architecture on Freemasonry because Joseph Smith, their founder, was a Freemason. He got ran out of town out of a lot of states, but finally set up shop Actually, either he did or those that took over the Mormon church after he established it in Utah. All right, here's another one. Let's take a look here. The Minneapolis Lodge, number 19. And I just am showing this to you to establish that Freemasonry is well established. And you can see their logo right here. And there's the black and white Masonic floor. You'll find that in the Masonic lodges. I did quite a detailed broadcast on that. And again, I refer you to my playlist and you can take a look there. So we can just sum it up that Minneapolis sure has a lot of Masonic lodges. I haven't found any Minneapolis police badges with the Masonic insignia, but I did find this eye-catching Masonic logo for the state patrol. Let me know if you have found any others. So again, the Freemason fingerprints, grimy fingerprints all over this operation. Speaking of Masonic connections, do you see what I see? It looks like this photo was recently released. Well, everything happened recently. And she's got the orange sweater. That's an important color for the Masons. Mason, Freemason, it's basically the same. And then she just happens to be holding a coffee cup with her name, Renee, and it's black and white. And perhaps there's something else of significance, but that's what I found. Let me know in a comment below if I'm missing anything here, friends. And you did point out that Renee, if you take those E's backwards, because evil loves to invert and the occult loves to trick us with these inversions. So if you flip the E's in Renee, it comes out to 333. And of course, the 33 is the highest level in Freemasonry. And well, if you're not quite sure what that means, word has it that the Freemasons, well, it is an occult society and it masquerades as a community do-gooder organization. And it probably gets away with that at the lower levels. But word has it, by the time someone reaches the 33rd degree, they are involved in some, how do I put it delicately, very unsavory rituals. Human sacrifice, anyone? So Renee Good's family hires George Floyd's attorneys. Oh yeah, we'll see if that's verifiable and accurate and whether they even exist. So apparently her partner, her parents, and four siblings want to honor her life with progress toward a kinder and more civil America. Friends, I don't know if you were alive back in the Rodney King days. Yes, another orchestrated event. His famous catchphrase was, "Can't we all just get along?" And you can do some digging on that if you fell for that, as many people did. And I don't blame anyone for falling for these. They have been going on for decades, for centuries, since the dawn of time. Their deception has been evil's way of trying to separate you from the truth, from reality, and from God. So her family members do not want her used as a political pawn, but rather as an agent of peace. Yeah. How do you like them apples? Let's go on here, shall we? Your comments, Mighty Smart Mom, and she is mighty smart, says, amazing how you find this stuff. Excellent coverage. Again, Peggy, another thank you, Peggy, for all you do. It's all orchestrated theater and more ways to keep us fighting each other. Anything that is on the major news 24/7 is in need of intense scrutiny. And in a few days, we always find the smoking gun and the duping delight from the actors. That is so true. Here's another one. It's all a friggin' psyop, to quote this commenter, to keep left-right paradigm sheeple fighting and not noticing the trillions of dollars going into the evildoers' pockets. They're trolling us with all the symbolism. And Jenny says, don't forget they want to get rid of guns. Unless I see bodies myself, I don't believe most tragic events anymore. And of course, they can also fake those bodies. Probably a lot of this is done with AI. I showed you these cute little, I kind of look at them like cartoons where, I mean, little chihuahuas that are making popcorn. People, I mean, that looks more realistic and than what we're seeing here on the news. Friends, these videos actually look more realistic to me than a lot of what I see on the mainstream media merry-go-round. I just think this is so adorable. It's like a cartoon. It's definitely AI. Now, this is the kind of AI I like. This is like the production qualities are even better than what we are seeing in some of these orchestrated events. Oh my gosh, I think this is adorable. I would love to go have a cup of coffee and sit with these little kitties. Is it wrong, friends, that I like to watch Chihuahua puppies making popcorn? It's kind of like a cartoon, but this is the quality of AI. Yet they can't make these PSYOPs any better. All right, friends, just a little humor as we close out the week. Join me tomorrow over at my other channel, Living Swell with Peggy Hall, 5 p.m. Pacific. We leave the headlines behind, and I'll give you some practical tips to help you live fully and freely. See you then.